Yeah, no, he is a saint because we've been able to get him on the line and appreciate his time because the Brisbane Lions going along beautifully at the moment. Three wins on the trot, the first time they've won three consecutive matches in a season since 2013. Nick Robertson is from the Brisbane Lions, joins us on Macquarie Sports Radio Afternoons. Welcome to you, Nick.
Thanks very much, mate.
It must be incredible, the confidence in this group at the moment. Not only three wins on the trot, but to beat a side like Hawthorn down in Launceston, it's a pretty impressive feat.
Yeah, it is good, mate. It's a good reward for effort. The boys have been putting in the work, and to string a few wins in a row is a real good, I guess, confidence boost for us boys. And I guess the belief in the group that we can win games of footy and beat good sides is really starting to build.
Obviously, finals are out of the picture, Nick, and a lot of people go, oh, well, they'll probably want draft picks. And Chris Fagan came out and go, no, we're here to win every game. The feeling that each win brings this group, tell me about that, because when you're looking ahead to 2019, is it about confidence? Is it about this group sticking together and, I guess, reward for effort?
Yeah, I guess our mindset going into every game, mate, is we want to win games of footy and we want to build a winning culture amongst our group. And Chris Fagan's spot on. That's all he preaches to us boys is winning games of footy and being competitive. So I guess leading into 2019, that will be our mindset and our process won't change behind that either.
Nick, when you see players like Cameron Rayner, Eric Hipwood, who have certainly had the microscope on them, and just taking that next step week after week, do you look at this Brisbane Lions team and go, this is something I want to be a part of? Because I've seen the Lions a number of times live this year, and even when you've lost, you've been enjoyable to watch. And I think that's a kudos to you.
Yeah, it's exciting, isn't it? Cam Rayner, Eric Hipwood, they're stars of the competition, and they're only young boys, and I can't wait to keep playing footy with them and watch them grow into elite play. So, yeah, look, it's exciting. We've got a really exciting group, and I guess we're all starting to feel that now. And, results are coming, and it's not too far away, mate. So, yeah, very exciting.
So, Nick, is the special focus for the playing group and the coaching staff to actually really work on your young players that are going to come through? Because it does look like, in terms of your self-belief, you've turned a corner. So the back, a couple of weeks of the season could actually be good for blooding some of those young players?
Yeah, absolutely. I guess that's up to Fags what he's going to do. But we've got a lot of exciting young players coming through. And even our top-end players are playing good for you as well. Josh Walker had an outstanding game on the weekend, and I guess we've just got that balance between young and old, and we're all gelling pretty well together. It's very exciting. I'm excited.
Now, I know there's not lots of other very serious footy questions to ask, but you played in Launceston on the weekend, beat Hawks for the second time this season, which is fantastic. But I want to ask you about playing footy in Tasmania. We keep hearing that they want an expansion side down there. Sometimes people talk about clubs that could be moved down there. Sometimes Gold Coast, the Lions have been mentioned once or twice. How would you feel about playing more games down in Tassie?
Oh, look, I wouldn't mind playing more games of footy down in Tasmania. It's pretty cold down there. And I went for a walk there the other morning and she was -2 degrees or something stupid. So it wasn't too pleasant, but it's something you can get used to. And, yeah, fantastic ground down there. And got a really good fan base down there turnout as well, which is good. So I think footy in Tasmania, there's a lot of passion there. So I'd enjoy it.
So that's my question as a player then. Do you feel like there is a fan fury when you're out there? They want you to be there?
Yeah, absolutely. We really notice the crowd in Tassie, and that's just what gets you up and about when you kick a goal and hear the crowd roaring. So to see the passion there and hear it was, yeah, really good.
Nick, I want to just ask you about the pre-game ritual of putting the jumper on. It was this past weekend was the first time that I noticed it. You were all in a circle, all putting your jumpers on at the same time. Where did that come from and why?
Yeah, look, we spoke about that pretty early pre-season, and I won't go in depth in the conversation, but it's just about us. We're going to war together sort of thing. We're chucking the jumper on together. We're ready to go. So I guess that just gets us switched on mentally, that we're all out there together and ready to crack in. So that's just where that sort of comes from.
Oh, it was very unique. I just get the feeling a few other teams might be very quick to copy it. Just very quickly... Very quickly, it's nice when you're being copied. It's the best form of flattery. No Hodgie at the weekend. To be able to win that game without someone like Luke Hodge, what does that say about the group, and how have you found working alongside someone as like Hodgie this season?
Yeah, I guess shows we're maturing as a group, shows that we can all speak up and be leaders out there on the field. I guess Hodgie's instilled that sort of confidence in us as young fellas, and to speak up and lead by example. But what he's done is do that, and he's a very genuine person and someone to look up to, and he's always dragging young blokes to computers and sitting down with them to learn the game. And I know personally he's been really good to me, setting me up defensively, and that talk behind the ball is huge. You always see him in the last line of defence. We call him the general, and he's really good, mate. So he's been really good for us.
Which is great to hear as well. Changing clubs, having an impact on a younger playing group, always great. Congratulations on the win, Nick. A lot of promising signs from the Lions, and we'll talk again.
Thanks very much.